This is Jay Sekulow, the ultimate defender of Planned Parenthood, the President of the United States.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Based on the, you know, essentially fraudulent way in which these videos have been released, there's not a lot of evidence right now that Planned Parenthood hasn't lived up to those standards. But again, I'd refer you to Planned Parenthood on all this.
Was that crap? Was that the just the little bits of the skull?
Mm-hmm. So compensation, okay, your cost is negligent. So it could look like we're paying you for specimens. So let's talk about it correctly. Mm-hmm. We all know that, yes, that's what we're doing.
Processing and time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So yes, I am paying you, but how we're talking about it out there in the public square.
Maybe you're a member of Young Invincibles, Families USA, out to enroll, SEIU, Planned Parenthood, and the Center for American Progress, or any other group. To all of you, thank you.
Here's some organs for you.
They're all attached.
Here's a stomach, a heart. It's a stomach, a heart, a kidney, an adrenal. I don't know what else is in there.
I know I've seen livers, I've seen stomachs, I've seen plenty of neural tissue.
You have changed and even saved people's lives. You've changed our communities in this country for the better and set us on a smarter, stronger course.
Well, you know, a lot of times, especially with the second child, is we won't even put water because it's so big. You can just put your hand in there and pick up
it. Right, just pick it up.
So I don't think they would be as war-torn.
There's ample reason to think that this is merely the tried-and-true tactic that we've seen from some extremists on the right to edit this video and selectively release an edited version of the video that grossly distorts the position of the person who's actually speaking on the video. And Planned Parenthood has indicated that's exactly what's occurred here.
There you go. Yep. We got all of them right there.
And another boy.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I'm calling him the Defender-in-Chief, the President of the United States, doubling down on his defense of Planned Parenthood. He has Josh Earnest say that Planned Parenthood is these videos aren't real because they look at the way they were fraudulently released. By the way, what does that even mean? Fraudulently released? They're on YouTube. They don't want to deal with the issue. And then the president, in the middle of all this, again thanks Planned Parenthood. You heard that in the open. Well, the fight for the defunding of Planned Parenthood is at the highest point it's ever been at. And we're going to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Logan is with me here in our media center, and we are up on Periscope, correct?
That's right. We're live on Periscope. Join with us now if you have the app. If not, get it and find Jay Sekulow. We're broadcasting live. You can watch the show and interact with people and also get your questions or comments on the air.
Than Bennett's in her office in Washington, D.C. Than, let's get the exact time of the vote now on the defunding.
The vote has been scheduled. It'll be Monday night at 5:30 p.m. Eastern, Jay. And just one note, we said yesterday it could be pushed back. This is the first vote of the week, so it should not move. Monday at 5:30 p.m.
And, Jordan, the reality is that we know Planned Parenthood is already coming out swinging, but these videos have been devastating.
Right. I mean, you know, those who are making the videos are under attack. They've got the White House with their talking points. I mean, Josh Earnest is saying they're not true because Planned Parenthood said they're not true. So that tells you how much support they've got from President Obama and his allies, which makes it all that much more important for us to work very hard on convincing others outside of just the pro-life world, because they understand the atrocities here, that this is real, that, of course, there's editing. It's hours of video they put together in a way that will work in the 24-hour news cycle. That being said, the group has also put out full videos so that everyone can see them in the full context. This is really hurting Planned Parenthood. They've got an ally in the White House, but they don't have a lot of allies left around the country.
Listen to the President of the United States praising Planned Parenthood. God bless you. God bless Planned Parenthood. I want you to hear this before we go to a break.
Thank you, Planned Parenthood. God bless you. God bless America.
So that's the Planned Parenthood Defender-in-Chief. Let's send a message to the Senate. Defund Planned Parenthood now, folks. We've got basically today to get this done. The vote's going to be Monday. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We urge you to go to that website of ACLJ.org and sign that petition, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. We need you to do this right now. Everyone that's listening to me, we've got to get this voice out there. Defund Planned Parenthood. This is the moment. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And don't forget, we're in a matching challenge campaign, folks. You can help us at ACLJ.org. Back with your calls in a moment.
It is startling and disgusting. Planned Parenthood is harvesting body parts from butchered babies. That's right, the taxpayer-funded abortion business is murdering unborn children and then selling their organs. A senior Planned Parenthood abortionist has been caught on camera detailing how they, quote, crush the baby, altering the abortion procedure so they can retrieve the heart, lungs, and liver, organs to be sold. Another video exposes a Planned Parenthood abortionist negotiating the price for the organs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, ACLJ.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 800-684-3110. The vote on the defunding is going to be Monday. It looks like it's 6 o'clock Eastern time. We are working on this very aggressively. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. But let me urge you, sign this petition. We want to be well over 150,000. I mean, I'd love to see it even higher than that, frankly. We're at 143,000 now. So we're 7,000 away from getting where we want to be, which is at 150,000. So, folks, we need your help. Than's going to be doing this. He's already letting members of the Senate know, but we need to get to 150,000. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And I've issued a letter to every member of the United States Senate. Now, Than, you said during the break that there's been some movement here of even some Democrats. This is a big development. We've got a couple Republicans that are wobbly on this, which has me very concerned. But you said there's some Democrats that are really taking their temperature of their state on this.
Yeah, I think we're really in the critical moments on this, Jay, because when you sent that letter to the United States Senate yesterday afternoon, it immediately set off a dialogue between us and those that are undecided. You've got Mark Kirk and Susan Collins on the Republican side, and then Joe Manchin, Bob Casey, and Joe Donnelly on the Democrat side especially. And I had a very lengthy and interesting conversation with Joe Manchin's people, and he says that he is strongly considering voting for this bill. And specifically and interestingly, Jay, there had been reports that
right.
He was working on a compromise that, quite frankly, was toothless and it would have been a poison pill. He rejected those rumors, said he is not working on that. He is looking at S-1881, and he is considering supporting it.
So this, Jordan, changes the dynamic pretty. If we start getting some significant Democratic support on this issue, this would be a dramatic shift, and we could actually see a majority of the United States Senate vote to defund.
No, yeah, absolutely, and that this is why you fight on these issues. And listen, the fight is not over, and this is 7 2 hours here that we have to continue these dialogues. But there are, again, there's some Republicans, there are a lot of Democrats who are kind of in the middle on this. I mean, just a couple of Republicans, but a handful of Democrats that are gettable. And in this kind of a vote where you're looking for a filibuster-proof majority, that's very important. So the more information, the more we get the pressure on, this is a very key time. And though it's a weekend in the working sense, that Congress is under a lot of pressure right now. So don't stop just because it's Friday.
We got a lot of comments coming in from Periscope. A lot of people, you know, comparing the news coverage of Cecil the Lion and Planned Parenthood. As you see, I think that the Planned Parenthood videos have roughly a million-ish views if you look at it, which is impressive. But you look at something like this Cecil story, it has, I mean, 20 or 30 million views at this point. It is pretty ridiculous. One person said, if Planned Parenthood killed a lion and sold his parts, they would have already been shut down.
Isn't that, I mean, think about that for a moment. That's a great comment coming in via Periscope. If this was, you know, if Planned Parenthood executives were out on a lion hunt and killed Cecil the Lion, there would be, the calls for defunding would be bipartisan, wide, and quick. But we're having to build the case here. But folks, that's what we do at the ACLJ. We build the case. We've laid out the evidence for you this week. We've listened to Josh Earnest's pathetic defense of Planned Parenthood. This is number six. Listen to this.
Based on the, you know, essentially fraudulent way in which these videos have been released, there's not a lot of evidence right now that Planned Parenthood hasn't lived up to those standards. But again, I'd refer you to Planned Parenthood on all of
this. Like you're referring to the Department of Justice. But what is, based on the essentially fraudulent way in which these videos have been released, Logan, there's nothing, the video release is not fraudulent. I mean, this is the absurd nature of them trying to defend it.
You're not going on the dark web. You're not somehow searching to find these things. It doesn't take you a long time to get to them. All you have to do is go to YouTube, owned by Google, type in Planned Parenthood. I guarantee you it's one of the first results, if not the first result, the current video. Why? Because YouTube is happy in some ways because they're getting the clicks. So they're happy to get people on there to keep seeing it.
And by the way, how's the Planned Parenthood site doing today, team?
Correct. It's still down. Still the same message yesterday. It's going on to routine maintenance. Obviously, a lot of controversy in that. A lot of debate whether this was, in fact, undergoing currently maintenance, whether this was a hack or whether this was an intentional PR move to raise money.
Let me also say this. Maybe, you know, I don't buy the hacking. They took that down, by the way. That was initially up. It's down. I'm telling you what I think's happened. Can I prove this in a court of law? Not right now. I can't. But I'm giving you my speculation as a lawyer that's practiced law for 35 years. There was information deep in their website that you could search that was troubling. Troubling for their position and what they've been advocating. And they decided to shut the website down so they can actually scrub it. I like the press to ask Planned Parenthood that question. Why after our website goes down for 15 minutes, we're in heightened alert here to get it back up. They've been down for 2 days. 2 days. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to go ahead and sign on to this petition. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. How do you like being called an extremist, by the way? Because that's what they called us. We'll take some phone calls now.
Let's go to James, who's calling online. I'm from Hawaii.
Hi, James.
Hi. You know, I thank you for you guys. But, you know, I'm really confused how Americans can, the justices, the legislators, with the kind of evidence they have on the video with a fully developed human being calling it a boy, with evidence such as that, if a person was accused of...
Let me play that soundbite where they say it's another boy. I think it's important for people to understand this is the technician inside the clinic.
There you go. Yep. You got all of them right there.
Another boy.
I mean, when I hear that, by the way, so repulsive. They've killed that other boy, by the way. And let me say this, and I'll go back to James in a moment, but let me say this. I'm going to play it again. I want you to hear this. This is the Planned Parenthood technician with the doctor there.
There you go. Yep. You got all of them right there.
And another boy.
Yeah, by the way, the tapping you hear is on the Petri dish where that other boy's been dismembered. So if you haven't signed this petition, you need to do it right this minute. ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255, ACLJ.org, 877-989-2255.
Yeah, but join us on Periscope right now. We've got about 100 people joining us. You can engage in the conversation. Make sure to be a part of it. We've got people checking in from Germany, from Hawaii, all over the world. Make sure you're a part of it. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Dan, who's calling from Virginia on line one.
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Jake. God bless you guys.
Thanks.
And all you do. Hey, help me out here. I called Kane's, Senator Kane's office of Virginia,
in Virginia,
and he said that my facts were wrong about how much money goes to abortion by Planned Parenthood and how much goes to other women.
Well, let me tell you something. Dan, I don't know what number you told him, but I would tell you this. Senator Kane is defending the indefensible, Jordan, because Planned Parenthood is a budget of $1.5 billion a year, and they do 347,000 abortions a year. And then we add the fetal body part sales to it. It's $120 million at least or more. Dan, let me tell you this. Senator Kaine has no excuse because, as Jordan's going to tell you, they are in the business of abortion.
That's right. And, you know, Senator Kaine, Senator Warner in Virginia, they are both squishy moderates that try to have it both ways on this issue. They try to play up that they're kind of pro-life. In Tim Kaine's case, I think he would even try to claim that. He talks about his Catholic faith. But you see how beholden they are to Planned Parenthood when push comes to shove for political purposes, and that's more important to them than their views. Anybody who is pro-life or even claims to be somewhat pro-life would see these videos and say, we have got to stop funding this once and for all. What he's trying to talk around you and his staff is trying to say is that, well, the dollars that the federal government gives them can't be used to actually pay for the abortion procedure itself, but they can be used for everything else. So it's helping Planned Parenthood's bottom line. It's part
including
of a
fighting
huge part
us in
of what
court,
makes,
by the way. Including fighting us in court.
Fighting
we're funding
in court,
that.
Advocacy, research programs, even this fetal tissue issue could be part of that. It's just the abortion procedure itself that can't be paid for out of those funds. Staff can be paid for, facilities can be paid for.
Yeah.
It's the procedure itself.
So, Than, we look at some of these senators, this defense of Planned Parenthood, which is kind of the knee-jerk reaction. We have got to get this information out there so people, and we got to do it now, that we get the reaction we need here.
Yeah, well, the idea that an organization can receive $500 million and perform more than 300,000 abortions and not use that money to in any way subsidize it does not hold water. But here's the reality, and you said it right. It has to be politically toxic in the wake of these videos for these senators to continue to take that stand. And I think it is trending that direction, but it has to be so toxic that they have no choice come Monday night. They have to vote for this bill.
Yeah, and that vote Monday night, folks, is going to be a big one.
A lot of people are asking why this isn't being covered necessarily in a lot of news sources. And why
than Fox and us.
Other than Fox, yeah, why is it not being picked up by the major media outlets?
Because Planned Parenthood
threatened them in some ways.
Sent out an email threatening the media. And the media will use any cover they can to not report the reality and the gruesomeness of what Planned Parenthood is doing. They are baby killers. They are selling body parts. My daughter-in-law Amanda wrote a piece yesterday that she posted on her personal Facebook page. I'm telling you something. I feel like reading it this afternoon to you. I mean, this is absurd. And we're letting them get away with it? No, we don't do this. But here's the problem. I'm playing this again. This is the President of the United States, the Defender-in-Chief.
Thank you, Planned Parenthood. God bless you. God bless America.
Never use the word God and Planned Parenthood in the same sentence. We need you to take action right now. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 is the number. Or ACLJ.org is the easiest way. ACLJ.org. We're about 7,000 short of 150,000 goal. We need your help on this. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We're also in an ACLJ. Last day of our matching challenge. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, this can make a big difference. Puts us over the top, and it's matched. ACLJ.org, 877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110, at Jay Sekulo via Twitter and Periscope.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic, How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulo, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. It is startling and disgusting. Planned Parenthood is harvesting body parts from butchered babies. That's right, the taxpayer-funded abortion business is murdering unborn children and then selling their organs. A senior Planned Parenthood abortionist has been caught on camera detailing how they, quote, crush the baby, altering the abortion procedure so they can retrieve the heart, lungs, and liver, organs to be sold. Another video exposes a Planned Parenthood abortionist negotiating the price for the organs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
Votes. The vote is Monday. Right now it's at 6 o'clock. Let me encourage you to go to aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. If you haven't signed this, the president's acting as the defender in chief of Planned Parenthood, calling us extremists and saying that the fraudulent release of the videos, which that doesn't even make sense, and referring people to Planned Parenthood because of their high ethical standards. So go to aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that petition. We urge you to do it now.
Got a lot of good comments coming in from Periscope. One person just asked, why essentially are they not shut down right now? And then we also have another person said, if they are voting next week to defund, should we still be calling our Senate to encourage the vote?
Let me go to Jordan on the and then we'll go to Than on the vote in calling their senators. But Jordan, people need to understand, and we've been tracking Planned Parenthood for a long time, they are a very powerful Washington-based lobbying effort. I mean, it's a huge machine.
I would go so far as to say they issued that letter to news outlets because it helps news outlets. It gave news outlets a reason why not to run this story. That's how close of a relationship they have with pretty much the mainstream world. They had it with the corporate world as well. Now, you've seen a lot of these companies who, you know, ultimately they're about their bottom line, and that's what they're supposed to do with their shareholders. When this came out, they started distancing themselves from Planned Parenthood. The next step is distancing the politicians. And so that is a tougher battle. It shouldn't be over because of one vote on Monday. That being said, we have momentum like never before on this issue, so we should be able to carry this through for another year and a half, if so necessary, through the next election cycle, because we know that there is a very pro-Planned Parenthood president in the White House who will not be there forever. And so we've got to continue this fight and build on the momentum. It has forced the issue. It will have to be a discussion now as part of the 2016 election.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Carrie calling on line 5 from North Carolina.
Hi, Carrie.
Hey, thanks so much for everything you do, guys.
Sure.
I am a mobile liaison in Charlotte with the Pregnancy Resource Center. And I just left the street of the busiest abortion clinic in Charlotte, where we try to coax people to pull over, and we have a mobile unit that allows us to give them a no-cost pregnancy test and a no-cost ultrasound.
Right, great.
And let them know that 20% of pregnancies end in a miscarriage and that 2% are ectopic. One baby was saved today, and I am so grateful
that is
to
great.
God for that.
I know, let's say that. Now, these are – do you work out of a kind of like the crisis – like a mobile crisis pregnancy center?
Yes, but we have a structure as well down in Charlotte. Yeah.
So here's the thing, folks. When they say a baby saved, it was a baby that was going to go into – woman going into Planned Parenthood was going to abort her child. That child probably would have had the fetal body parts dismembered and sold. That child is alive today because of the efforts of Carrie and these organizations. Crisis pregnancy centers do a great work. That's why Planned Parenthood's trying to close them down. But go ahead, Carrie.
Well, I was just going to say it's not a Planned Parenthood. It's another type it's abortion
right.
clinic. But let me tell you, the employees that come down that street, they want to almost barrel us over. They do not want us stopping any of these girls. And
because it affects their business. That's why. Go ahead and finish.
Person who's cussing and honking at you behind the car behind you, that is an employee of the place that you're going in right now. Do you understand what they're about? I said, they don't want us to be speaking truth to you out here.
Right.
And I mean, it's disheartening.
They're in the business of abortion, and you're in the business of saving lives, and you're affecting their bottom line. And at the end of the day, Than, Planned Parenthood is about their bottom line, but I also want you to address the importance of calling Senate offices. I think we need to get that very clear. What do we need people to do besides signing the petition, which is great? What else can they do?
Well, Carrie's also in the business of women's health care, and this bill would make sure that those dollars actually reach places like Carrie instead of Planned Parenthood on the Senate. Yes, they can call their Senate offices. to answer the last question, we already won the vote to get the fight to get a vote. That vote is going to be Monday night. Our efforts now, Jay, need to be focused on both Republicans and Democrats who have not yet committed a position on this bill. I would start with Mark Kirk, Susan Collins, Joe Manchin, Bob Casey, Joe Donnelly. I have spoken with all of their offices this morning. They need to hear from everyone.
Do we know the numbers on the petition for Senator Schumer yet? Okay, are we trying to find it? Okay, we're trying to track that down, folks. Has Planned Parenthood put up any petitions yet? Well, of course, we wouldn't know because Planned Parenthood website, is it still down, Logan?
That's right. Yep, as far as we know, the website is still down, going under routine maintenance.
For the second day in a row.
Absolutely. And we do have an interesting comment from Periscope from a person who has not seen the videos but heard about them, said, is it true that they said they are delivering live babies?
Yes, I'll play that for everybody. So they absolutely, they did. By the way, I've taken the depositions of these abortionists, and it was partial birth abortion is a live delivery, and they say, yeah, sometimes that will happen. Do we have that one? I'm going to play it. And do I need the text of it, so in case I need to read it, okay? Here it is. Listen to it.
When you're talking about an intact specimen, so how many of those do you see?
An intact specimen?
Yes, within. So what's your volume in on an average Tuesday?
So anywhere as low as 3 up to 7. So we do basically DNEs. Intact is probably less than 10%. Sometimes, you know, if someone delivers before we are able to see them for procedure, then we are intact.
But you'll never know.
That's not what we go for.
Yeah.
We try for that.
But sometimes that happens. So sometimes sometimes delivers before you get to see them for the procedure, which is the evacuation procedure. Then they are intact, but that's not what we go for. We try for that not to happen. But it does happen. And that's the problem. And that's the difficulty. And the fact of the matter is, Jordan, they don't hide the fact. I mean, they fought against partial birth abortion bans.
Well, that's right. I mean, they don't want – listen, they say that they don't – that's not the procedure they try to do, but they certainly want to be able to do it. It also is a more expensive procedure. It costs more. They make more off of that. And it depends on state to state, depending on where the Planned Parenthood facility, the abortion facility is located, the laws there. But they don't want any restrictions whatsoever. What they fight for is abortion on demand at any time. They want a minor to be able to go in and have an abortion without any parental or a notification whatsoever. A minor, someone under 18 years old, to be able to do that without any notification to a guardian or a parent. That's the Planned Parenthood position. Abortion on demand, whenever and wherever, by whoever wants one.
Let's quickly go to the phones. Let's go to Manny, who's calling from California Online 6.
Hi, Manny. Quickly, please.
Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, Jay. As you were describing about the president, Jay, it does not surprise me that our president, even to say the word president.
He's the president. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't surprise me because this is part of his fundamental change when he got into office. So again, like the idea of, again, to negotiate with the Iranians, that's another thing. Remember what he said about his daughters, though, if they made a mistake. So he is with the Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, I have that bite. I mean, this is the most pro-abortion president we've ever seen in U.S. history. Here's what he said.
I've got two daughters, 9 years old and 6 years old. I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals. But if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
Punished with a baby. God bless Planned Parenthood. Well, that's where this president sat. Folks, we're here for another 30 minutes. On Periscope, you're getting the full broadcast. On SiriusXM, you get it. Number of stations as well. If you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. But I need everyone that's listening to me right now to go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. And sign this petition to defund Planned Parenthood. ACLJ.org. We're at 144,000. We're 6,000 away from our goal of 150,000. We need that by this weekend. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let me urge you to make that call now. And also to go to the website. And by the way, you're at ACLJ.org. We're in a matching challenge campaign, folks. Any amount you donate, and this is the last day for the July match. ACLJ.org for that. Back with your calls and comments and Periscope as well in just a moment.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org. Song. We're going to play Fooling Yourself in a moment when we come back from one of the breaks we go to, because it's the same thing. You know, this is, who do they think they're, and who does Josh Earnest think he's fooling? The president stands by Planned Parenthood. We're fraudulently delivered to what? YouTube? You don't like investigative journalism? Not when it's bad for your main supporter, Planned Parenthood, who you thanked 2 days ago again. 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. I got to play that. Listen to this defense of Planned Parenthood for Josh Earnest.
Based on the, you know, essentially fraudulent way in which these videos have been released, there's not a lot of evidence right now that Planned Parenthood hasn't lived up to those standards. But again, I'd refer you to Planned Parenthood.
Let's break this down. Let's break this down here. Based on the essentially fraudulent way in which these videos have been released, Logan, as a filmmaker, have the videos been released in a fraudulent way?
What exactly that even means? If you want to go for a more mainstream and honestly a pretty highly policed website, it's YouTube. I mean, they don't let you just put up anything. And in fact, a lot of these big organizations like ours and like others have a relationship with YouTube where you can go on there. Someone's doing something illegal or doing something that is against your business or you know, something that's fraudulent copying or doing something like that, you can easily just click a button, boom, and YouTube trusts you to get it removed.
So I don't know what fraudulent way in which these videos have been released. I mean, you know, he's talking about undercover investigative journalism. Surprise, that's protected by the First Amendment. Then the next sentence, there's not a lot of evidence right now that Planned Parenthood hasn't lived up to those standards. Jordan, the evidence, I mean, there's a ton of evidence that they've not lived up to the standards. And what, standards of selling of body parts and dismembering? I mean, this is what these videos are about.
Well, they laugh about violating the laws. They laugh about, you know, the situation. This is not what we want, and it may be illegal, and don't couch it in those terms of profit. You know, it's research. And so, again, this is exactly what we needed to see, and so many people need to see to understand the reality that it's not just the pro-life community. It's not one-offs like Kermit Gosnell in those gross, horrendous facilities. Some of these look like research centers. I mean, it's not like they're run down and have no money. They are profiting and benefiting from the sale of human body parts, and those happen to be babies' parts that they are selling on the market, and they're trying to stay within the law. But the truth is, there's nothing in any kind of law, there's nothing in any Supreme Court case that says we've got to pay for this, that we have to fund Planned Parenthood. And on top of that, there is law about these fetal body parts and the sale of those.
Let me play this bite for everybody. I want to get Dan a comment. Then we'll take more of your calls at 800-684-3110. Josh Earnest again, threatening the Republicans here on the defunding effort. Take a listen.
The president certainly will not support another effort by Republicans to try to defund an organization that offers important and needed health care services to millions of women across the country.
I mean, Josh Earnest can say this with a straight face, Dan. It's mind-boggling to me.
He clearly hasn't read the bill. He hasn't watched the videos. He hasn't read the bill because the bill specifically says that the dollars that were going to Planned Parenthood will now go to other organizations that provide women's care. So he's just not telling the truth. And we have to underscore what Jordan just said. This is not about proving this in a court of law, although I think that day may come. This is about whether or not the American people have to continue to pay for this. And there's plenty of evidence where we should be able to cross that line.
No doubt about that, folks. We're going to take more of your calls when we come back from the break at 1-800-684-3110. I know a lot of you have been holding for a long time. Hang in there. We're going to get to your calls at 1-800-684-3110. 1-0. But as we go to a break, you go to ACLJ.org, sign on to that petition. We're marching towards our goal of 150,000. We're at about, like I said, about 5,800 short, 5,600 short. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We urge you to sign that petition now at ACLJ.org. You can also call us at 1-877-989-2255. You can sign the petition that way. And also, don't forget this, folks. We're in a matching challenge campaign, last day for July. You go to ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, and you can make a matching gift to the ACLJ. Whatever you donate, we get a matching gift for it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back with Periscope comments at Jay Sekulow via Twitter. And, of course, the phones at 800-684-3110.
It is startling and disgusting. Planned Parenthood is harvesting body parts from butchered babies. That's right, the taxpayer-funded abortion business is murdering unborn children and then selling their organs. A senior Planned Parenthood abortionist has been caught on camera detailing how they, quote, crush the baby, altering the abortion procedure so they can retrieve the heart, lungs, and liver, organs to be sold. Another video exposes a Planned Parenthood abortionist negotiating the price for the organs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, ACLJ.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
We're fighting back at ACLJ.org, and we encourage you to do that and follow us on Facebook and Twitter and stay engaged with us. We're going right to the phones. We've had people holding for a long time. Let's go right to those phones.
We've had a busy day, but let's get to it. Tom is calling from Maryland on line three.
Hi, Tom.
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Let's move on, but we'll come back to you, Tom. Let's go to Virginia, who's calling on line four.
Hi, Virginia.
I want to encourage you. God's power is in this fight, and he's using you and your staff and all born-again Christians. The other thing I want to say is let's give God the glory because he exposed and
yep.
brought this video to light. Here's my question.
Yep.
Who are they selling the body parts to? Let's expose them.
Well, they've been exposed. One's called Stemps. Was it Celex?
And one person just put on Periscope that they've actually taken down their product spec sheets, and a lot of their website has also been either altered or removed over the last few days.
So Stem Express was the name of that company, and as someone told us from
Periscope. Yeah, that's from Periscope. We haven't looked into it, but someone just said that.
Okay. You know, by the way, this is the great thing about Periscope and these various social media applications and platforms we use. We get instant information. We'll check that out, too. Will's going to check that out right now to see if that is, in fact, still correct, that they are taking down their services sheet and their product sheet. But, Jordan, the allegation is that they try to use this for, they'll say they're trying to use this for research purposes. You know, nobody, we don't even know if this is going overseas. We have no idea. No one really knows.
I'm looking right now on Stem Express's website under fetal liver, under their products and bioservices. They actually have a fetal liver. If you click on it, one of it is fresh, one is Cypro preserved. If you click on fresh, it just takes you to an error page. Take on Cypro preserved, it takes you to an error page as well. So, I mean, they're talking about fresh fetal liver product.
Specifically the question right there. That means they've scrubbed it somewhat, but not quite enough. So that's currently where things are with Stem Express.
So it's then, is this getting any pickup? And I mean, this is so absurd. I can't believe we're not. I mean, I know it's a hard fight here, but this idea that we're going to have trouble getting to 60. I mean, is I know the president's pushing back hard. What is the take of some of those Republicans that are a problem here and the Democrats?
Well, honestly, Jay, it's going to be a pretty simple calculation on their part. It's going to be, can I politically survive the loss of Planned Parenthood support, or can I politically survive defunding them? We have to make it very clear that the price for opposing this bill will be much higher than the price for supporting it.
Yeah. By the way, I want to thank our Periscope audience for alerting us to that with Stem Cell Express, because that really helped us. Get your friends on Periscope, folks. A great way to participate in this broadcast.
If you're involved or you care about these topics, it's a great way to join in with over 100 people, typically around 1,000 people each broadcast over the course of the hour. You can join in, get your questions or comments on the air, or just talk amongst yourself. It's a pretty interesting way to see it, and you get to watch the show live and see what's going on in studio. But let's move on to the phones. Let's go back to Rachel now, who's calling on line one.
Hi, thank you. It's taken me 3 days to get the courage to call. But I just wanted to say that I had an abortion 18 years ago, and after the procedure was done, the abortionist told me, you would have a boy. He said, you would have had a boy. And I've been listening to this, and I think it is time for women to speak out to say how horrific this is. We've got to stop it. Women need to speak. And if you've had an abortion, forgiveness. But it's time that the women that have done this need to say something, because it leaves a scar bigger than you can imagine, and you don't forget it. So they say, oh, it'll go away. We'll take care of this problem. It's a lie. It never goes away. You never forget.
That's right. And that's even the sick part of this, the fact they even told you, you know, in the situation that it was a boy. And that's what you're seeing even on these videos where they're laughing about these things. It is this sort of sick and demented form of communication that is beyond belief. And you can see it in the eyes of these people when you watch the videos. You can just see it in point of view. And we got some more information now on the Stem Express, I believe.
So, Jordan, Will did a little digging here. So, although they're certainly trying to make it harder to get to information. Will got the fetal liver stem progenitor cells you're selling for, ready for this, $488 to $2,240. So I can imagine what Planned Parenthood's getting on this. What was the figure, Than, that we said the other day we calculated per clinic at one clinic?
One clinic was $120,000 per month. So about
$1.44 million
a year for one clinic.
And Jordan, that is in addition to the money they're getting from the person that's getting the abortion and the money they're getting from the government.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, so this is again, they call themselves a multi-million dollar company that supplies human blood, tissue products, primary cells, and other clinical specimens. That's the fetal parts to biomedical researchers around the world. So you talked also about the international, this could be going overseas. They say it right on their website.
You've got a relationship we know between Stem Express and Planned Parenthood, and we know that may well be international in scope as well. So again, folks, fight back. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. If you've not signed that petition, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
I will just learn it as well. You can also add products to your wish list on their site.
Wish list?
Yeah, your wish list, like Amazon. Yes, so you can have it. You can share it with your friends and tell
it
them what you're trying to.
Wish list?
Wish list, yes. That's something you can do. And that's just part of the disturbing thing. We had one person actually right now on Periscope, a very pleasant person who is opposed to the situation we're going to. And they actually said, well, they're not necessarily for abortion, but they're for the practices that Planned Parenthood does outside of abortion. And how can people still get those if Planned Parenthood is?
And Than and Jordan, we have the easy answer to that, and that is the bill is going to make sure the other community health centers get the funds. It is that simple.
Jay, it's one sentence. It says all funds no longer available to Planned Parenthood will continue to be made available to other eligible entities to provide women's health care services.
And Jordan, this is where Planned Parenthood again tries to move the ball by saying all these women will not have access to health care services when the bill provides exactly the opposite.
That's absolutely right. I mean, the bill provides all of the money necessary for non-abortion services to go to health clinics. Those are the places that already really provide this, the non-abortion facilities. It just cuts Planned Parenthood out as the middleman, so all of those services would be available. Don't buy into it. I suspect that, again, will be the big Planned Parenthood talking point as they probably are relaunching their website. Don't buy into that. They don't need to be part of this process. They can be cut out.
All right, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. And if you want to talk to us on Periscope, it's at Jay Sekulow, same at Jay Sekulow for Twitter as well.
All right, let's go to the phones. Andrea has a comment, kind of tying into what we were just discussing. Andrea, welcome.
Hi, Andrea.
My experience, I'm a new mom, and my experience with Planned Parenthood was, you know, for the last 10 years, I was always told that they had my back as a woman, you know, they had my medical cares, you know, taken care of. Anyways, when I went to go there for prenatal care, you know, once they did the pregnancy test and they did the basic STD testing and then they charged me for it and then they said, well, you're keeping the baby, there's really nothing we can do for you. For prenatal care, you need to go to a regular facility like a hospital. And that's just here in Augusta in Maine, our capital, so I don't know about the other family planning, but that was my experience.
Andrea, I am really glad you called because we hear this over and over and over again, that they do not engage in prenatal care. Their business is the destruction of babies. The one they're talking about in the video happens to be a boy. And there are many that are girls. And then Cecilia Richards goes on air saying how many mammograms they do. You know how many mammograms they do? Is the number zero? My understanding is that they don't do mammograms. Not many of them, that they may send you out for one, but they actually themselves really don't do many of those. So this is the lie that Planned Parenthood engages in. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. We'll take more of those calls. We come back from the break again, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Let's take a Periscope comment before we take a break here.
That's right. A lot of Periscope comments coming in. A few people are asking, do you think we're going to get a direct policy statement or anything like that from the president, from the White House, more than just these kind of flippant comments that are coming in press conferences?
I'll ask everybody this. My theory is the president is going to back Planned Parenthood. Jordan, your theory?
Oh, absolutely. He will back Planned Parenthood. It's gone all in for this fight. Probably, you know, they support. If you support this kind of research, you have to get over the horror of it. And so I think that he's made that personal decision. That doesn't mean, though, that every Democrat has.
Yeah, Dan, your sense?
He's going to absolutely oppose this bill. Josh Earnest made it clear he hasn't read the bill, already said they would oppose it. You know what? I would guess they'll probably put out an official statement of administration policy. We'll see.
You think there'll be an official position of administration policy?
In the past, there has been on these types of things. They have issued veto threats. I would bet one's coming.
All right, we're investigating, by the way, STEM Express and the changes on their website, too, because that's interesting. ACLJ.org for information or to sign the petition. If you want to talk to us on air, by the way, we're here for a full another segment, 1-800-684-3110. I urge you to get involved in this phone conversation, 1-800-684-3110. You talk to us on radio via phone. You could do it via Twitter, at Jay Sekulow. We'll answer some of those questions at Periscope. Like us on Facebook, but take a stand right now, folks. This is the day to do it. ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. And again, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. We'll take your calls and comments from Periscope and Twitter when we come back.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. It is startling and disgusting. Planned Parenthood is harvesting body parts from butchered babies. That's right, the taxpayer-funded abortion business is murdering unborn children and then selling their organs. A senior Planned Parenthood abortionist has been caught on camera detailing how they, quote, crush the baby, altering the abortion procedure so they can retrieve the heart, lungs, and liver, organs to be sold. Another video exposes a Planned Parenthood abortionist negotiating the price for the organs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.
Let's just right now, this moment, while we're in the last segment of the broadcast, I'd like someone to type in PlannedParenthood.org and see what comes up on the website. Right, so we're doing that right now?
All right. I would type louder so you could hear. Still the same. Our normal site is currently undergoing
Under maintenance. Just not available right now. So there you have it. All right, we've got comments coming in and calls as well at 800-684-3110.
That's right. Not always do on Periscope, we have people that 100% agree with us, and that's good because it keeps the conversation going.
Yep.
But Gino Mateo asked, babies aren't being sold piece by piece. Turn off Fox News. Laugh out loud.
Okay. What's his name, Gino? Hey, Gino, I don't know if you're still there laughing out loud.
He's there right now.
Okay, Gino, I want you to look at this. Can you see it okay, Logan? Yep. STEM Express. This is the person, this is the company that sells the fetal potty parts they get from Planned Parenthood.
That's from their website.
Right. Okay. So let me tell you what the prices are. Runs, you want to get a liver? About $400 to $2,000. They even have the price list. They even have a wish list if you want other organs. So, Gino, read data. If you want to turn off Fox News, it's a free country. But I suggest you do some research because everybody is saying how bad and awful this is.
Commented again. He said, are you also going against stem cell research? Is this something you feel?
Embryonic stem cell research? Absolutely. And you know why? Medically? Guess what, folks? But first, I don't think you should destroy a human embryo to take the stem cells out. And you know what else the doctors say? It doesn't work. It doesn't work. That debate's been going on for 40 years. Let's take a phone call.
All right, let's move on. Let's go to Cheryl, who's calling on line 5 from New York. Thank you, Gino, for your comments.
Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Yes.
A couple of quick things. I wanted to know, should I call my congressman? I already called my senators yesterday.
Yeah.
You had mentioned yesterday.
Let me answer that one first and get Dan and Jordan to jump in here. But I think the House is out of session, right, Dan? So it's really the Senate right now.
The House has left. I would call your senator. I would sign our petition because we're talking to them right now. But if your congressman is back in the district, definitely go see him.
Yeah. So that's on that one. And, Jordan, the really is you want people from their state calling their state senator.
Yeah, that's right. We want you to be reaching out to your members of Congress, specifically the United States Senate. You got two U.S. senators. You should be calling both, especially those who you think may be opposed to this or somewhere in the middle, because this is the next critical, 24-48, and then ultimately a vote scheduled for Monday. So you've got a couple of days here to put the pressure on.
So do you remember the comments that Planned Parenthood provides mammograms and other special procedures? President Obama said that during a Tonight Show interview on October 24, 2012. The Washington Post, not exactly a conservative publication, gave it, and I'm holding up for our Periscope audience to see, 3 Pinocchios, meaning it's not true. And that's just the fact here. Not true. All right, what do we have next?
We got a lot of comments coming from Periscope. A lot of people are actually talking about Margaret Sanger and the creation of Planned Parenthood.
Yep.
That conversation's going around. If you don't know about that, it's easy to find.
So we had a great interview with George Grant. We played it in earlier this week on the second half of the broadcast. I'm going to try to get that. I want at least a segment of that available for Monday for the vote. We're going to play that interview, portion of that interview on Monday. So we don't want to miss that.
All right. So we'll do that. Make sure you research that. If you want to join in that conversation, join us on Periscope now for about the next 5 minutes.
Can we play a quick bite from George?
Sure.
That was a good question. Margaret Sanger, here you go.
and she identified the lower end of the gene pool.
So who are they? Who were, in her view, who were the lower ends of the – that Margaret Sanger's words here.
In her words, they were Slavs, Eastern Europeans, and blacks.
So that was her group that she targeted.
That's her group. Yep. And what she wanted to do was she wanted to eliminate that part of the gene pool so that she could create, in her words, a race of thoroughbreds.
Yeah, there you have it. So that's, we'll get a lot more of that from George Grant on Monday's broadcast.
All right, let's go to the phones. We'll get as many calls in as we can. Let's go to Roger. Sorry, Roger in Florida. You've been on hold for a little while. Thank you, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hey, I just want to say thanks to you and your team. Great is your reward in heaven, you guys, for
appreciate
sounding
it. Thanks.
Hey, a couple of things. One is, you know, these women go in and get these operations done with Planned Parenthood.
Yep.
And then they have this, this, you know, all this guilt and condemnation afterwards. Does the federal government fund any organization that's able to deal with the aftermath of that?
I think the answer, Thanda, that is no.
Yeah, certainly not to the tune of $528 million. I think some of this money should probably go to that.
Yeah, because it is a big issue. But no, that's not the case. We appreciate you calling in, Roger. Let's try to get Jennifer's call.
Yep, Jennifer's calling in Maryland. One last call for the day. Or join us on Periscope to get your comments in.
Hi, Jennifer.
Jennifer, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. First of all, I signed your petition, and I have called my senators. I'm calling today because I used to be highly pro-choice, and I used to go to all the rallies and marches, and it was on a specific day when I came home from a rally, a pro-choice rally, that my father let me in on a secret that had never been discussed with me, and that was that I actually had been aborted and survived through it, and it was done at the 11th week, and it was back in 68 when everything was illegal, and he had paid $500 at a true clinic in Philadelphia.
Wow.
That truly wasn't a back alley thing in the sense of, like, he knew lots of people who'd gone there, other friends of theirs, and it had always been legitimate. Anyway, so he let me on the secret that made a U-turn in my life incredibly, that I became instantly pro-life.
Sure.
And so I have spoken here in the state of Maryland and shared this story at different state rallies and with and for the nation too, for the Right to Life organization. But anyway, what I wanted to point out was that it hit me when I had my own children that it's not just the generation, like if I had been one of them that had died, it's not just my generation, but it's those that go beyond and beyond that,
absolutely,
their children and their children. And my daughter actually, ironically and unfortunately, grew up and had a young pregnancy, and it was at that crossroads when she was driving around with a pro-life bumper sticker, and when she found herself pregnant, had to make the critical decision of, am I just a bumper sticker person, or am I going to stand for life? And she had my grandson. And so, anyway, so I just wanted to kind of point that out.
Well,
that
there
it,
you
it
go.
Really is. The generations that go beyond and beyond.
You're absolutely right. Jennifer, I appreciate you calling in. Thank you for that story, and thank you for the testimony there. It really means a lot. I'm going to say to Jordan quickly here, Jordan, we need to make the last passion plea for about 40 seconds, and I want to close it. This is the moment for the vote.
Yeah, this is the moment. This is what, you know, all this has been building towards. There, it's going to be tough. We are going to have to do a lot of work in the next couple of days. We need you to be doing that work as well, folks. So stand up, speak out, and make sure you're being heard on this. Don't be discouraged by a member of Congress because of how they may have voted in the past. Things have changed because of this video.
Then we need 150,000 signatures. We're at 144,629 right now.
Jordan's right. Things certainly have changed. New evidence. They need to look at that new evidence, but they also need to hear from the people that put them in office and that they are going to ask to put them in office again. We need to hear from them. We've got about 72 hours.
People right now are joining us still on Periscope.
Wow.
So you can log on, join here for the end of the discussion, but let your voice be heard. Sign the petition. Call in right now. 1-877-989-2255. 877-989-2255. Visit ACLJ.org to do it there, or if you have the ACLJ app for Apple and Android devices, I believe you can go on there easily. It's probably the easiest way to learn how to sign the petitions and always be involved with what we do at the ACLJ. Again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, and we'll talk to you next week.
We're going to keep you posted, too, folks, over the weekend on this. We may even go on Periscope a couple of times as it develops. Have a good weekend. Sleep.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and stand up for life. We're calling on Congress to investigate Planned Parenthood, to defund this abortion business, and to stop the sale of butchered babies' body parts. Add your name to our new petition right now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online, aclj.org.